Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's May 13th, 2013. I have a special guest in the studio. Scott Altorf is joining me. He graduated from Northern Illinois University, has his master's degree from the University of Illinois, went on to work for Youth for Christ, then became a staff member at Salt and Light, a ministry here serving the greater Champaign-Urbana area. Then in 2010, joined Jamie Cheshire at Cheshire Financial. Married to Susan, proud parents of Megan, who is 12. Hey, another shout out. Actually, every day is Mother's Day, but thank you, moms, and thank you, Mom, for the unique roles that you all have in our lives and being used of God to nurture us. Reading from Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 31. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Well, Scott, many in our radio listening family are very familiar with this passage. It's part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and there's lots of things I could say and share about that. And I love the verse that you pointed out or specifically wanted me to read, the seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And then, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And so we're going to talk about that in a minute. But first and foremost, I know you have a beloved bride named Susan, and I'm sure you're going to want to do a good shout-out to her.
Absolutely. Susan's been my wife for 18 years now in July 8th this year, celebrating 18 years, and met her first time at a lock-in when we were still in high school, and we dated for about 4 years before we got married, but been happily married for almost 18 years, and what a strong lady she is. What people don't know is she's been in a lot of chronic pain for several years now, but she continues to work every day, and is a great mother to Megan, my daughter, and a great wife to me as well, despite having the chronic pain going on.
Now, was it love at first sight?
No, it wasn't love at first sight, actually.
Now, how old were you at this time? About 16, 17?
That's right. We were in high school.
Okay.
We knew each other probably eight, nine months before we began dating. And when we started dating, she was in college. I was still in high school, so she's a little bit older than I am. So it wasn't love at first sight, but it was kind of a gradual process as I got to know her better, got to know her family. Our love grew, and then went out from there.
And you have Megan, sweet Megan, 12 years old.
Absolutely.
A little shout out for her. Tell me something special about Megan.
She has a great heart. 12 years old, goes to Judah Christian School. She's a great kid, and we just love being her parents. And she keeps our home alive. And Susan and I, if we're by ourselves, it's not real exciting at home. With Megan there, home is an exciting place to be. She makes it a fun place.
Well, you have a very interesting background. In fact, you and I, off air, were talking about some of the similarities, being involved in various ministries, being involved in radio for a number of years, and currently working at Cheshire Financial since 2010, so about 3 years with them. And a quick shout out for Jamie and the whole staff there, as they were our major sponsors for last year's Steve Green, Michael Carr, Dwayne Watson, Twyla Paris event at the Virginia Theater. And they were one of the bigger sponsors that came up with some significant monies to enable us to do that. So we appreciate Jamie and Jim Lilly, Brian Bloom, and other staff members there. It's a great team, and we appreciate your work. And I mentioned briefly as a way of introduction that you graduated from Northern Illinois University and got your master's at U of I, but then jumped into Youth for Christ. So that had to be a kind of a transition to feel a calling to go from to being trained in weather and maybe to be a weatherman or some to be in a ministry. So take us through maybe some of the Youth for Christ, Salt and Light, and then being on with Jamie Cheshire. And then I want to touch on the story that was in last week's News Gazette, Tuesday, May 7th, News Gazette, Runner's Worldview, Urbana Man Running Ultra Marathon in South Africa to Raise Funds for Needy. So I'm trusting that God's at work in your life, huh, through all these things.
Absolutely. It goes back to that verse, Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. That's why I got called to Youth for Christ to begin with. At the time, graduating from the University of Illinois with a master's degree, I had a choice to go into Youth for Christ or in my field. And at the time, I felt that God was calling me to seek him and his righteousness first, And that made the choice obvious for me to go on staff with Youth for Christ at the time.
Now, you were a young man at this point, so who was foundational in helping you, nurturing you in that faith journey, walking in that relationship with Jesus? How did you come to know Christ?
Well, I actually grew up in the church. Went to church twice every Sunday growing up in a very conservative Reformed church, and then went to Grace Church in Mahomet here, was discipled by Ray Fritz, was a youth pastor at that time, and then people that have been influential in my life, Mike Roberts from Youth for Christ, Ron Brown, also a great mentor of mine, and they have a big impact on my spiritual journey as I became a staff member at Youth for Christ.
So you're in college, you're working towards that master's at U of I, and then was it a certain point where you're reading Scripture and like God says, I want you? I mean, ministry work can be done in any occupation.
Absolutely.
You can be
Absolutely.
A doctor, physician, yep. plumber, and serve God and serve kingdom purposes. But what was the transition? Did somebody call you from Youth for Christ, or how did you kind of get the nudge, this is where you're to be?
I had gone, volunteered at Grace Church in Mahomet, doing youth ministry, Evangelism Explosion, EE, and saw God work in some amazing ways in the youth in Mahomet area. And that was intern at Grace Church for one summer. And then Ron Brown was a staff member at Youth for Christ to say, Scott, do you ever think about doing full-time ministry?
And he's still with Youth for Christ.
He's
been there forever.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
And as I never really considered it before, but once Ron Brown said that, prayed about it, and God was led me in that direction.
And then you were Youth for Christ for about 8 years, and then you transitioned into Salt and Light. Was it a new challenge or a new calling, or how did you discern like God was leading you towards Salt and Light?
Completely new calling, new challenge. At Youth for Christ, was strictly working with middle school and high school students. During that time, my wife and I kind of struggled financially, managing what we had. Didn't make a lot, but we didn't do a very good job managing it, and got involved with Dave Ramsey's program and learned how to do a budget and realized there was a whole bunch of people out there just like we were that didn't know how to do a personal budget to get out of debt. So I felt God calling us to help other families get out of debt. And so I did that at Salt Light for about three and a half years, did financial counseling with many, many families, helped them get a plan to get out of debt. And now at Chester Financial, doing similar things, but going on the next step further.
Now, did that result because of a call from Jamie, or how did you get affiliated with Chester Financial?
Yeah, you know this already. Jamie is a very giving man, very generous. And one day we'd sit down for a cup of coffee, you know, every once a quarter to catch up. And one day he said, hey, Scott, you ever thought about working in this field I'm at? I never considered it. And he said, well, I think you should come work for me. And I was just blown away by that statement. And I said, well, Jamie, I got this next week off. Susan and I will pray about it. And God did some amazing things over about a 24-hour period, make it absolutely clear that we were supposed to make that move to Chester Financial.
Now, I see from this newspaper article that you're going to be running soon. You're raising some funds, and your heart really aches for those children that are impoverished or those children that don't have families. And you and your wife have been praying up a family, and you have Megan, and yet because of her health situation and such, you wanted to adopt, and certain things were going on in your life. Tell us a little about that new transition into being involved with World Vision, and then what's going to be going on in the coming months.
Sure. Well, about 2004, 2005, we realized we couldn't have any more biological children. And so we started down the road of working towards adoption, a little girl from China. And the waiting list became very long. We waited. But during that time, Susan really began to have a lot of chronic neck and back pain. And through that period of time, realized that wasn't wise to add another child to our household where she is in her life right now.
Sure.
Also, in the same time, I started to get involved with World Vision, or Team World Vision, we call it. Team World Vision recruits athletes to raise money for specifically Kenya Today and water projects in Kenya. And that's kind of how I got started with World Vision.
Yeah, I think you adopted a child, or, you know, were you financially supported?
Sponsored a child.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was a kind of a breakthrough not too long ago where you actually met this child, right?
Yeah, back in 2011, I got to go on a previous trip to Kenya and got to meet our child that we sponsored for the past 4 or 5 years. And his name is Nelson. And it was a really emotional experience to be able to meet Nelson and see his family conditions he lives in. And World Vision just makes a huge difference in the life of a child. I don't know if you're familiar the way World Vision works, but they have a model. It's called ADP model, Area Development Program model. And so when you sponsor a child, it doesn't just go to that family. It goes to that community. And so World Vision does not want to just impact that one family. They want to impact a community. And so their vision is to pull out of the community after about a 10 to 15 year period. They work with water is a big thing, healthcare, food security, education, and then financial development too in a region. So they work all those areas. So they really hit the root of poverty and hit each area that really helps the community to develop. And so when you support a child through World Vision, you're now the money doesn't go just to that child, but it goes to that community. Mm-hmm. And then over about a 10 to 15 year period, World Vision leaves that community becomes self-sustaining, and it just pretty amazing things begin to happen.
Now, this Nelson you sponsored a few years ago, and I think each year you would get kind of an update or a more current photograph or some
right.
report on him, and then you got to see him in person, and I'm sure all of our listeners can identify just the emotions, the
sure.
overwhelming, wow, there's a real person here that my funds are really helping
right.
and making a difference. And were you able to speak the language, or was it just kind of like hugs and you interact a little? And
well, they have a translator there that speak back and forth, but Nelson was only about 6 or 7 at mm-hmm. time, but he had a really, I think he was shocked to see his sponsor there. So I think it's a culture shock a little bit, but it was just a neat experience to be able to talk to the translator, talk to the family. And now, since we've left, we have, since we write once in a while by email, or we've kept in communication a little bit better with Nelson. And I believe he knows we're coming this time in June, so I'm looking forward to seeing him again and have updates of what's going on.
So just what's going to be happening in June? How can our listeners be involved? How can they pray for you specifically? And what's this all about running?
Like I mentioned earlier, Team World Vision recruits athletes to raise money for World Vision. And I'm going to be participating in a race called the Comrades Marathon on June 2nd, so I leave just under 3 weeks from now. Be going to South Africa running in this Comrades Marathon. It's a 54-mile endurance race. I've never run this far before. Been training many, many hours, many, many miles the past spring. That's why, Susan's been very, very gracious. I've had a lot of time away from the family running on Saturdays and Sunday mornings, and I really appreciate her support in that. So on June 2nd, I run this race, raising money for water projects and also child sponsorship for kids in Kenya in particular.
Now, is there a phone number for people to call, maybe for more information, or maybe they want you to come speak to their Sunday school class in the next few weeks,
sure.
or maybe their civic organization, or to learn more about World Vision? Because I believe you're a child ambassador, right?
That's
you're a representative
right.
for World Vision.
Yeah, I'll come speak at any group on behalf of World Vision, not only before this trip, but after the trip as well, because I'm a child ambassador. I'm always looking to connect people with kids in other countries around the world, so I'd love to do that. Phone number you can reach me at is 217-891-2516. That's 217-891-2516.
In case you just tuned in, I don't even think I said your last name. I have Scott Olthoff in the studio with me. He's today's guest on Mark and Friends. And if you receive the Champaign News Gazette, I don't know if it's called the Champaign anymore because I think it covers Danville too. So I don't know, East Central Illinois News Gazette. But Tuesday, May 7th edition, health and fitness right on the front page. A great article here. In fact, this Jody Heckel, I thought she did a pretty good job kind of capturing the essence of the whole story and the enthusiasm you have for World Vision and why you're doing what you're doing. It's a really nice article. Runner's Worldview, Urbana Man Running Ultra Marathon in South Africa to Raise Funds for Needy. And then there's a little link for further information, and you can learn more and even donate very specifically at this World Vision site, tinyurl.com/Comrades 2013. You say, Mark, how do you spell comrades? You know how to spell comrades, but it's Comrades 2013, and you can financially support Scott and help him raise funds for these water projects, for these hurting children, for these impoverished families in South Africa. Now, what's the longest you've ever run before?
35 miles is the longest I've run.
And you're going to be attempting 54
miles.
So are you like encouraging people maybe $1 a mile, $2
Absolutely.
A mile? How do you want to
Absolutely.
Encourage
per
them?
Per mile would be awesome. Either $1, $2, $3, $4. $20 a mile, whatever people are able to do would be go a long ways to helping specifically help water projects in Kenya working on.
again, the phone number for people to call. Maybe they're like, I want to know a little more, or I want to give a substantial gift, or I just want to know how I can pray specifically. Mm-hmm. So give your phone number again, and then maybe a few specific prayer requests. That way, you know, we can kind of be praying and seeing if God's going to answer it in a unique way.
Yeah, so 217-891-2516. That's 217-891-2516. And also, if they want to become a child sponsor, it's $35 a month. You can have a relationship with a child in another country. It's just an awesome experience. And World Vision does a really good job now. You don't have to physically write. You can actually pop an email to them. They'll get the email in a few days, and then they can write back to you. And it's kind of a neat thing they can do now.
An email to the child or to World Vision?
To World Vision. That'll get to the child. You can go to teamworldvision.org.
Teamworldvision.org for more information. And to support you specifically, though, it's this longer link. Let me give that one more time. Come on, listeners. He's going to be running 54 miles in the hot African, I won't say desert, in the hot African sunshine for sure.
Right.
And if you want to support Scott, he's one of our own. He's local here. Go to tinyurl.com/comrades2013. And maybe your Sunday school class is looking for a special project. I'm sure he would receive donations even after he returns, because these will help hurting children in Africa. And you mentioned you're working specifically on behalf of Nelson and the families in that community in Africa, but World Vision literally covers children all over the world.
That's right.
So you might have a heart for children in Venezuela or South Korea or other parts of the world, and you can kind of work that out with World Vision, right?
Absolutely. And World Vision, I mentioned this earlier, World Vision helped 100 million people last year, not only in relief, but development is a big thing. I'm fired up about, you know, not giving someone a fish, but teaching them how to fish and really hit the root cause of poverty.
What would you say has been the greatest impact through going to Africa, seeing the child, or just supporting World Vision? What changes has that made for you and Susan and your family?
More of world missions, you know, open up the whole field of world missions to us more, going overseas, seeing a difference. Just $35 a month can make in a life of a child, but in the community as well. And we are so blessed here in the United States. When you travel around the world, and you know this as well, Marco, in Israel, we live in the greatest country in the world, and you realize how good you have it when you travel around the world.
Yeah, usually when you go to different parts of the world, the first thing you notice is people's teeth. I mean, just because of the chlorine and fluoride and things in our water, most Americans have pretty decent teeth, or we have the dental care.
Right.
But you go to different parts of the world, and that's one of the first things you see right away. It's guys, wow, look at their teeth. Or, I don't think it worked on, or why are they the way they are? And we're kind of spoiled. Hey, I know Pastor Randy Boltinghouse and your church family there at Windsor Road, I'm sure they've been supportive. And are you encouraging some of them on your support team, sending you along?
Absolutely. I'm on the elder board there, and some of those guys have been on my support team. And Pastor Boltinghouse is just a fantastic pastor, very humble man, a great leader. Love being led by Pastor Randy.
Yeah, he's a good one. He's a keeper, as we say.
Absolutely.
Okay, back to this race, 54 miles. I mean, most of us, you know, we know the marathon's 26.2 miles and is grueling. You know, the top runners in the whole world, 2 hours, 2 hours and 10 or so minutes. I ran one about, I guess, about 30 years ago. Man, it took me 4 hours and 14 minutes. I was about a 10-mile pace. I'm not a big runner, but you've only run like 30 or so miles before. So this is really going to be a challenge. I was thinking to myself when you said 54 miles, that's going to literally take hours.
Yeah.
I wonder if you're going to run with maybe a scripture memory packet in your pocket or something.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that way. Over and over again.
But tell me a little about this race. How is it going to work? And you're going to be running over many miles
of
South Africa?
Right, yeah. We're going to start in Durban up to Pietermaritzburg. So this year is called the Uprun. So we start on the coast. We're going to go up 54 miles kind of uphill. Every year they reverse it. So this year I got the uphill version. So that's going to be a challenge.
Is there unconfessed sin in your life?
That's right.
You're going to run extra hard for me, Scott.
So if people want to pray for me, pray that I can survive. You get a 12-hour time window to finish the race. And if you don't finish in that time window, it's as if you didn't even do the race.
Oh.
So it's very important to finish. And my goal is just to go slow and steady. In this race, the hare doesn't win, it's the tortoise.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be a tortoise, run real slow, walk quite a bit, and just try to try to do a nice steady pace for that 54 miles.
I'm glad you brought me back to that because I asked about prayer requests, and it's like, shoot, I got maybe on a tangent. So we need to pray for you to not only be healthy, but to have the stamina to finish strong, you know, under 12 hours.
Right.
And to just have the wherewithal. And with long-distance running like that, it's and I'll tell you from my own experience, it's more mental than the physical.
Absolutely.
Your body's going to make it.
Right.
I mean, you're an athlete.
Right.
You're strong. You're in good shape. But mentally, your mind starts playing tricks on you after like a few hours of running. And I remember when I ran a marathon some years ago, I started after 15 miles, every step was a new record for me. And
right,
I started
right.
getting caught up. This is a new record. This is a new record. This is every step. And your mind just kind of blanks out. So we'll pray that God will just fill that time with wonderment, with the beauty of what you're going to see and experience. And maybe he'll put a few verses in your heart and mind that you can really think through. And you can really have a testimony like how God ministered to you for those many hours of running.
Absolutely.
Any other prayer requests?
Pray for my wife and Megan, Susan and Megan, as I'm away, that they stay safe and that I stay healthy. Don't want to be sick running that race and don't want to be sick overseas as well. So those are the two main things of health for both myself and then my family back here in Urbana.
I know this is off kind of the subject and the topic, but I know you deal with people's resources, their retirement funds, with their assets, and say somebody is interested in not only your story, but, hey, I need some financial consulting or I need some help. You sit down with clients. Would you be available if somebody wanted to call you up and say, hey, I like your heart for helping the hurting, helping the poor, the impoverished, the fact that you're serving in this way. I want you to be my financial advisor.
Sure.
How would they get in touch with you?
That's easy. Just call my work number. It's 217-352-5828. That's 217-352-5828. Just ask for Scott Oltop. Be glad to sit down and talk.
And you work at Cheshire Financial in downtown Champaign. Hey, well, Scott, we're going to be praying you up. I know our listeners are prayer warriors, so you'll have an undergirding of many prayers, I'm sure. And we'll just pray that you're going to finish those 54, helping the youth, helping the community, helping those impoverished in Africa. And maybe a number of our listeners will sign up with World Vision and sponsor their own child. So thank you for sharing all this and being available on today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night. And if you want to see a photo of Scott, you can see that at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.